The market is sending lots of warning signs about what could happen next, but sometimes those things are real and sometimes they're not. You want to find trouble? Meet the guys at New Constructs. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we are joined by the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes level and really searching for trouble in ways that other people don't. Because most folks are looking at balance sheets, and if they see something that looks good, they're ready to go. But at New Constructs, they see something that looks good and they wonder,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And it is possible. And when something is misleading, well, if it's working against you, it's dangerous. Want to learn more about how it works? Want to find out more about anything we talk about in the Danger Zone? Go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more detail available. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. He joins us now. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Legacy credit ratings, especially as they relate to EBITDA to debt.
Danger, danger.
Okay, that's a mouthful here, but we're talking about legacy credit ratings, and the issue here is you're looking at what should be an indicator. If somebody wants to dig in, this is something where they might normally be able to say, oh, here's an indicator, and what you're finding is that it's maybe not so much of an indicator. Explain what we're talking about.
Yeah. So we usually talk about stocks on your show, right? And we today are talking about credits or credit ratings for companies. And that's an industry that has traditionally been completely dominated by the likes of Moody's, S&P, and Fitch. It's an oligopoly, and it's a problem. And it's featured in a few periodicals that these firms really not only have major conflicts of interest that were a huge deal during the financial crisis, but they've grown kind of lazy because they've dominated the business for so long. So we decided we would bring our superior fundamental data to the process of analyzing debt in the way we analyze equities. And the big difference now is that the debt folks, they do almost no scrubbing of reported accounting data. They just take it straight off the company's financial statements, or most likely straight from the data providers, whose data doesn't even always accurately reflect the reported financial statements. But there's nothing about the footnotes. There's nothing about adjustments. So what we're featuring in a series of reports that look at each one of our credit rating components and each one of the ratios we use in our overall credit rating, we're featuring those companies whose ratios are most different when they use unscrubbed data compared to our scrubbed or adjusted fundamental data.
So explain how this works. You wind up where there's a distortion that makes it that somebody's going to think this stock is healthier or less healthy than I think it is, right?
That's right. So, for example, looking at a few specific companies, right? The companies whose EBITDA to debt ratio is most understated because you're using unscrubbed data is Ball Corporation, ticker BLL. Hanes Brand is number two. Walgreens Boots Alliance is number three. These firms have the most understated ratios, which means they don't look as good using unscrubbed data as they do when you use our adjusted data. So you're getting a misleadingly poor picture of the credit quality of Ball Corporation, Hanes Brands, and Walgreens if you're not adjusting the data. And, you know, look, the difference for Ball Corporation in their traditional EBITDA to debt ratio and our adjusted EBITDA to debt ratio is huge, right? Ours is 2,400% higher. So you're getting a much worse picture from the credit quality of that business if you're using unscrubbed data. On the other hand, the firms whose EBITDA to debt ratios are most overstated and who look better than they actually are, the top one in the S&P 500 is Cincinnati Financial Group. Number two is Enphase Energy. Number three is NOV Inc. And then we've got MGM Resorts and Hilton Worldwide rounding out the top five. And these firms, their ratios are overstated by almost 50%. Or more. And the takeaway for these guys is that they look a lot better when you are only looking at unscrubbed data as compared to when you're looking at the clean adjusted data. So the adjustments make a difference in terms of helping you identify the companies that look better than they really do and don't look as good as the unscrubbed data make them look.
It's the classic case of what you guys do. This is a case where I could be looking at a Cincinnati financial, and if I am looking at unscrubbed data, which I'd be doing if I weren't looking at your numbers, it would look more attractive to me than it is, which makes it inherently more dangerous. How much more dangerous? I mean, I know we always are looking for catalysts, but if you have a company where this is what you're seeing, you know, at some point you're paying too much based on what you would consider its intrinsic value. So are we able to try to quantify for folks, if you're not looking at data that's accurate, how big that distortion becomes as, like, you've overpaid, you bought something that's just not worth what you think it's you're paying for it?
Yeah, on Cincinnati Financial, right, their traditional EBITDA to debt ratio, or their unscrubbed ratio, is 4.35. And the adjusted EBITDA to debt ratio is just 1.03. So it's overstated by a very significant amount. And so, you know, in terms of like a price on the debt, you know, I don't really have that. I can't quantify that in the same way we do a stock, because it's a different market, so to speak. But I think, you know, with respect to understanding risk, investors, and in terms of a catalyst, Chuck, I think, look, as more of the marketplace decides to better fulfill their fiduciary responsibilities and take advantage of what is now a proven superior fundamental data set, you could see repricing on a lot of these stocks and a lot of these fixed income offerings that are very significant. It's a matter of time to when companies start to, or investors start to adopt a better fundamental data set.
Well, if you don't have good fundamental data, you're going to make fundamentally bad decisions. That's the point here. There is a lot of detail to this. We know this is not light lifting, folks. But again, New Constructs makes its danger zone picks and the information around them available at newconstructs.com. This is one of those ones you want to check out to find more, especially if you're interested in any of those stocks that we were talking about. David Trainer is president at New Constructs. David, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
You can learn more at newconstructs.com and on Twitter at newconstructs. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. We're talking absolute value investing with Brian Frank from the Frank Value Fund.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.